okay, you know, don't you say that one thing, or
the the Medrash tells us that the Meraglim were punished. They're very harsh punishments used to illustrate the harshness for Lashon Hara. They saw Miriam talk Lashon Hara and was punished, and they didn't even they didn't learn Mussar from that. They also talked Lashon Hara. And I think it's interesting that we normally think of Lashon Hara, you know, read the Chafetz Chaim, the various Lashon Hara is damaging someone through talking bad about them through our words, right? You talk bad about someone, damage their reputation, could damage their business, it could hurt their feelings, etc. Over here, the Meraglim, they didn't really talk Lashon Hara in the classical sense. Like, who do they talk badly about? They talk badly about Eretz Yisrael, right? They didn't hurt Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have feelings. Eretz Yisrael didn't lose money. Eretz Yisrael's not really a bar hachi to claim injury. Ultimately, who do they hurt by telling Lashon Hara? And who do the Jews hurt by listening to Lashon Hara? Really themselves. Not Eretz Yisrael. They hurt themselves because now they lost this, this great opportunity. And it could be the amkus of this is that, you know, Lashon Hara on the one hand, on some surface level, it's about hurting people. You shouldn't hurt people through your maisim, and you shouldn't hurt people through your words. You should be sensitive and careful not to damage. But maybe it's really deeper than that. Ultimately, what does Lashon Hara mean? Right, the poskim point out, the Chafetz Chaim poskins in his Halacha Sefer, that sometimes Rechilus is called if it's not true, Lashon Hara is called if it is true. What's so terrible about saying true things is like the Meraglim, right? They all asked, what was so terrible? Everything you said was true. The answer is, there's a lot of true things, but it's a matter of perspective, right? If you pick a true thing, if you take the true thing that's negative and you make that the keystone and the yesod of everything, and you ignore the positive, or even if you emphasize the negative, which is equal in weight or even greater in weight than the positive, then you're just looking for the negative in the world. You have a negative attitude towards the world, and even very, very true things are not really true, because looking at the negative of the world is not really the true nature of the world. The Meraglim, they could have come back with a positive report of Eretz Yisrael and emphasized the positive. They'd say Eretz Vaskol Vashiv Zeperya. But they emphasized the negative. They could have come back and emphasized the positive. And I think ultimately what Lashon Hara is all about, you know, someone becomes a Baal Lashon Hara by looking for negative in everything. Right? And the job of, I think in Ovid Hashem, certainly the job of a Jew, is to look for the positive in things. Eretz Yisrael, certainly one application of the Maisa. Eretz Yisrael nowadays has a lot of challenges on so many different realms. In Ruchnius and in Gashmius, you can look at it in different ways. And unfortunately, there are people who come, they look at Eretz Yisrael, and they see very, very truly, they see a lot of negative things. And if you want to look at the negative things, you can look at them, and you'll be convinced that they're defining, and they're what's important, and they're the truth, quote-unquote. And you'll come out with, you know, hurting yourself and hurting the people who listen to you and just not seeing the real essence of Eretz Yisrael. And the same applies to people. You can always find negative. Who is there? Ain't Sadek Rosh Yasatov Lo Yechta. You can always look for negative and really find it. And I think the point of Lashon Hara, the point of the Meraglim, is that we know you can do that. But the Torah's mitzvah us, if you really believe in Hashem, and what, according to Rav Kook, what Emunah really means, right? According to Rav Kook, Emunah doesn't mean you believe God exists. You know, that's like for philosophers and kindergarten kids. You know, Emunah means that if the whole world is divine and is from Hashem, then it's really positive. You know, and the negative is a phase, is a levush, a klipa, whatever exactly you want to call it. And so I think the Musar Haskel of the Meraglim is, when we look at the world, even if it's not hurting anyone, you know, even just for ourselves, to look for the positive in Eretz Yisrael, to look for the positive in the Jewish people, and ultimately we're not going to quote Rabbi Nachman, but if you look for the positive and you focus on the positive, you appreciate the positive, then it really becomes true and brings the whole world to a more positive stage. And if you do the opposite, unfortunately, the opposite occurs. So we'll start by looking for the positive in Eretz Yisrael, looking for the positive in the Jewish people, by really believing in the ultimate goodness, by believing in ourselves, believing in the Jewish people, believing in Eretz Yisrael, and then, Emir Tashem, will be able to be metakin everything that was wrong with the Meraglim and bring the ultimate Gula.